the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I can't remember for quite a while more focus, inappropriately, in my opinion, Jennifer, the Australian radio hosts who were behind that hoax call to the UK hospital where the pregnant Duchess of Cambridge was staying. They were shattered hearing that the nurse, who was duped by their prank, had died. Mm-hmm. So this whole business of what happened to the nurse, first of all, if you have not heard what happened, let me put this into sort of perspective. First thing that happens is the royal baby announcement, and here are talk hosts Jordana Green and Edgar Linares talking about the excitement from this past week.
Everybody's going to be watching that baby bump grow and grow and grow. We're going to be looking at the fashions. She is stunningly, exquisitely gorgeous to begin with, and pregnant she will be even more beautiful. And there'll be guesses and boy-girl names and the whole shebang. But apparently she's got this condition. It's called, I'm completely going to butcher this. I should have asked the pediatrician when she was on. Hyperemesis gravidarum, something like this. It's a severe form of morning sickness.
Oh,
yeah, brutal.
No.
Brutal. It affects 1 in about 50 women. It's not uncommon, but it is a severe form of morning sickness. I believe that the cousin of mine had it, and she had to go to the hospital and get some fluids, things like that, because you're vomiting all the time.
Ugh.
It's pretty rough.
Horrible.
This, of course, leads me to believe I'm no expert. I've only given birth to 3 spawn. But
makes you pretty much an expert.
Well, you know. This, of course, leads me to believe that it's a girl, because the morning sickness is worse with the girls.
So they say.
But maybe not with this severe form. I have no idea. Or that it's more than one.
Oh, Jordana.
So, when there's more than one,
it's so.
You never know.
2 royal offspring? Well, we have the announcement from BBC News.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Their wedding, the culmination of a 9-year courtship. And now, with this announcement, the royal family will hope that Prince William and Catherine can help secure the future of the monarchy for decades to come.
Okay, typically excited as the British get about things.
A little reserved. I've been more excited than her.
All right, this is typically making sure that the monastery.
You okay?
These people are so over that they just take themselves so seriously. And that's what's kind of when we cut to the chase here.
Well, that's what this is about. Is that this, I mean, you're right. The Brits do take themselves seriously. And this woman, it was an embarrassment to her. And if she wasn't already on her rocker to begin with, you know.
Yeah. All right. So here's another host that we monitored named Mike Campbell talking to another host. God, this is what shows you how silly this has gotten about the Australian radio program that placed the prank call to the hospital where Kate Middleton was admitted, and then the nurse commits suicide after she discovered she'd been tricked.
I think everybody has heard about this phone call that a station made, a morning team made, to a hospital where the princess was taking some medication for morning sickness, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And first, let me say that our hearts go out to the nurse who took her life, and that is something horrible that happened because of this prank call.
And, you know, these prank calls that you hear all the time, and sometimes it's for questionable reasons or whatever the theme of the show is, you know, the battle of the sexes and on and on and on.
Sure.
When I heard this, I couldn't believe it because I thought, you know, okay, that's something that a morning show, I would think, would do is make a prank call to the hospital and act like the queen.
Sure. Mike, let me first say that, hi, my name is Buck, and I used to make prank calls years ago. I was a part of the morning shows that used to do that. It's kind of an outdated thing, really. You do have a few morning shows that still do them. That, you know, they do those, the scams and the War of the Roses and things like that. And I can tell you unequivocally in the United States with the FCC, it's illegal to do these calls in the way in which they're given to people. So I can tell you that they're using acting services. When you hear these calls in the United States, they're actually hiring actors to do it because you cannot put someone on the air without their permission before you put them on the air and stating your call letters. So So it's something that I haven't even been able to do because I refuse to use fake actors and lose the trust and loyalty of my listeners. Quite frankly, to me, it's disrespectful to the listeners' intelligence to put on fake phony phone calls and fake scams to the listeners. But in Australia, where these two DJs did this, it is not governed the way it is in the United States, and that's why they're able to put people on the air without their permission that way.
Would you venture a judgment in this? Were they right or wrong?
It's hard to say. It definitely seemed like it was in poor taste. If it were me and I put myself in that position, the premise of the idea sounded like it might be entertaining to try to get through to the hospital. But when you start playing in people's personal lives, that's where I would stop the call. That's where you would not want to run something like that that could affect someone's life that way.
All right. I've been doing this for a long time. Jennifer, you've grown up around the radio. Mm-hmm. Listening to this stuff, it just blows me away that these people are so serious. This is the stock and substance of what so many of these radio programs, and he said it doesn't happen much anymore. I disagree with that.
Yeah,
happens a lot still, because that's what the bosses at the station say, do, stir it up, get people excited. Get people to get, once they get to the parking lot at work, they can't get out of the car because they want to hear the rest of the conversation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So for him to present that as disingenuous and dishonest to my audience, give me a break, for God's sakes. It's radio, and nobody gets hurt. Now,
well,
you can say, in this circumstance, somebody did get hurt, but why did, what was the background? These people, I was looking at how the DJ's names were Mel Craig and Michael Christian. And by the way, let's just play what happened. If you didn't hear this, I know I played it on the air. I may have been the first person to play it because
it was a horrible one. Like, I didn't even think it was good.
It wasn't. Well, the Australians don't, the radio there is not so good. It's not great.
But I mean, it was so unbelievable. I was surprised they got as far as they did.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So here is the subject. After all of this is said and done, and the hoopla being made about Kate Middleton being pregnant, and all of the stuff that's way over the top of this, here are these two hosts who are in Australia. They call to the hospital, and they talk to the nurse, and here's what erupted into the death of the nurse and these people who run the radio program crying on the air, asking for forgiveness.
Hello, good morning, King Edward VII Hospital.
Oh, hello there. Could I please speak to Kate, please, my granddaughter?
Oh, yes, just hold on, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are they putting us through?
Yes.
If this has worked, it's the easiest prank call we've ever made.
The DJs are
so clean and pretty strong. I want you to know.
Here.
I'm not used to playing old 80-year-olds.
What about this then?
Kate, my darling, are you there?
Good morning, Mum. This is the nurse speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm just after my granddaughter, Kate. I want to see how her little tummy bug is going.
Mummy? She's sleeping at the moment, and she has had an uneventful night. And sleep is good for her as we speak. She's been getting some fluids to rehydrate her because she was quite dehydrated when she came in. But she's stable at the moment.
Okay, I'll just feed my little corgis then. When is a good time to come and visit her? Because I'm the queen, so I need a lift down there. Charles!
Mummy, is everything okay?
Charles, when can you take me to the hospital, Charles?
When will it be all right to come down and see her? Maybe in the morning or something, if that's okay.
I would suggest that any time after 9 o'clock would be suitable because the doctor will be in the morning.
Okay.
And we'll just be getting her freshened up in the morning. I would think any time after 9.
Wonderful. And is Wills still there? Has he gone home? I haven't spoken to him yet.
He went home at about 9:30 last night. No, actually probably about 9 o'clock last night.
Okay. Lovely. But they're all okay. Everything's all right.
Yes.
So I think we get the point here. The nurse's name was Jacinth. I think it's pronounced, it's spelled Jacintha. Jennifer, how would you pronounce
it? Jacinta.
Saldanha. She was, I think she
was. Now, was she the one that gave the information, or was she the one that passed on the phone call?
No, she gave the information.
So that was the one we just heard her voice.
Right. That was the voice of that lady who died. She committed suicide because of the embarrassment, supposedly, of being connected to this crank call from these two DJs to a morning program in Australia. Or no, I guess actually it was, I think it was on the evening program, matter of fact. So the nurse answers the phone call, and the pair is impersonating the Queen and Prince Charles. And so what happens is what's kind of amusing, actually, not really great, but it was okay. And this woman was, there's so much attention being given to her that she commits suicide. And that's a tragedy. But how is it that people take these sorts of things? Everybody, we all know the Brits are very serious about the royal family. And
embarrassment is a bigger deal there than it is here. I mean, stupid Americans embarrass themselves all the time.
Right.
Sadly.
If I were worried about being embarrassed, I'd have been long gone. So let's not use that as a barometer, but it seems kind of sad. 20 ups, make it 19 after the hour, and good day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiant, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
There is a question about whether the radio station could get in trouble, could get its license yanked potentially, whether they could get sued for defamation for replaying this over and over again, making the nurse look bad. And then there's the real question, which is, could there potentially be even a wrongful death lawsuit against this radio, or these radio hosts, or their station?
Not prove if it were either a plaintiff or a criminal prosecutor, foreseeability that the radio station and or the DJ, that this hoax, this horrible hoax, went completely awry, could have resulted in death or, you know, something akin to death. It reminds me, Megan, of the bullying cases we've talked about, you know, where you get on the computer and you bully and you bully and you bully. Yes, there's a First Amendment right, but at a certain point, it's a time, manner, and place restriction on the First Amendment. It could be possible here, though maybe not likely.
I mean, if you are going to charge this radio station or these DJs with the, or accuse them in a civil court of wrongful death of this nurse, Mark, then you are going to have to accuse every television program, every news anchor, every radio DJ across the world who replayed it and had a laugh over it. Was everyone supposed to know that this nurse was likely to kill herself because she'd be so embarrassed about what happened?
Absolutely not. This, to me, is so not reasonably foreseeable that I'm waiting for them to come out and say, we're just kidding. She really didn't kill herself, because I can't believe that this actually happened. I think any reasonable juror would agree. This was not reasonably foreseeable. Nobody even thought that they'd get through. And so to hold them responsible, quite frankly, would be irresponsible. Mm-hmm. And also, I think, curtail our freedom of speech.
At least I know that now that this nurse has taken her own life, and she was a mother, according to the reports, it's tragic.
It is tragedy.
But hindsight is 2020. And I mean, how were these DJs to foresee that a nurse who was, I mean, practical jokes and pranks happen all the time, and now all the naysayers will come out and say, for shame, it's inappropriate. How were, I mean, really? You foresee that the woman's going to take her own life over a prank that resulted in no harm to anyone?
No, I mean, it's really a hard case to make. I'm just saying that is the legal standard they would have to show, and it's very hard. I'm assuming there were a lot of other things going on in this nurse's life other than this prank call. But Mark raised the point and kind of made my point for me, which is they didn't think that they were going to get through when they called. They thought it would just be, you know, the phone would be hung up on and that would be it. Well, clearly that's not what happened.
But why is that? It's because, with all due respect to that nurse, she made an error. She shouldn't have done.
And where Lisa and I part company is her bringing up these bullying cases to plausibly analogize this case to those completely is without merit. Those bullying cases, it is reasonably foreseeable that the frail teenager or the person who hasn't come out yet will eventually take harm to himself. This, a grown nurse who was pranked by a DJ?
So there's Megyn Kelly talking to legal analysts Liz Wheel and Mark English about whether these radio personalities or even their station could be in for a lawsuit over this prank phone call. You know, it's very interesting how the world of radio has changed. And that's been a part of the discussion here with many of the people. It really is amazing that this thing should have blown up the way that it has. Maybe it shows the impact that radio has. If you haven't heard the apology, actually, Mel and Michael, the two who were involved in this prank call, make their apologies.
If we had any idea that something like this could be even possible to happen, you know, we couldn't see this happening. No, it was meant to be a prank call.
From start to finish, there was no harm intended, and obviously, you know, we're incredibly sorry for the harm that we may have helped contribute.
You see, I don't think they can do this nurse, whoever she was, they do a psychological profile of her. The fact that this has gone way over the top in terms of attention by the news media and this is the kind of stuff, frankly, that I grew up on in terms of morning radio. And it's been killed by corporate in America mostly, and it sounds like it's being killed by corporate over there. What a shame. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration. so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Coast 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussing the disc jockeys from Australia who seem to be heartbroken over the nurse's suicide. They are responsible for the prank call, no question about that. If you haven't heard it, played it earlier in the hour, but it's been heard pretty much everywhere. They called to the hospital where the Duchess of Cambridge was being treated. They spoke out yesterday and said that they were shattered, heartbroken. The lady's name is Mel. Fellow's name is Michael. When she first heard the news, her thought was of the family of the nurse that died. Unfortunately, she said, I remember that moment well because I haven't stopped thinking about it since it happened. I remember my first question was she a mother? And in fact, she was the mother of two. I wanted to reach out to them and give them a big hug and say, sorry, hope you're okay. And so you go into this thing and you understand, I guess, a number of things, how connected we all are, but how critical. There's no room for anything anymore because of the confounded news media. I really think this thing has been overplayed. It's too bad the woman committed suicide. This is one of those things. It becomes very complicated, but under the circumstances, there was no harm intended. It was fun. The audience enjoyed it. It's just, this stuff is way overcooked and way overdone. And the fact that it's the number one thing on the countdown, the thing being talked about by more people than anything else, is, to me, it boggles my mind, having been in radio as long as I have. It just does. Here is radio host Jonathan Brandmeier with Buzz Kilman talking about some of the reactions the news media has had to this whole thing.
These DJs who called and scammed the hospital to get the information on Kate Middleton.
You mean the shock jocks?
This is
shocking.
This is, to me, the fact that the lady, the nurse they scammed, committed suicide has nothing to do with them. If you don't know the story, the lady, well, listen to the way it's been reported all weekend.
Are they putting us through?
Yes.
If this has worked, it's the easiest prank call we've ever made.
Now those two Australian radio hosts are being blamed for causing the humiliated nurse to take her own life.
Yeah, that's right. They're the ones that did. Oh, it gets worse. These guys, DJs Mel and Michael, hosts of Summer 30, on Today FM in Sydney. Wow, that's a lot of titles in their radio.
That's right.
Those bumper stickers got to look horrible. Yeah. Now, let me hear what else they say.
The radio station said the pair are both deeply shocked by the tragedy.
All over the world, people seem to think that these Australian DJs have blood on their hands.
Royal expert Victoria Arbiter says the tragic aftermath of...
All over the world, we seem to think they have blood on their hands. Really?
Because, you know, the radio station initially, before the suicide, was promoting the prank as, you know, can you believe that our jocks got away with these crummy accents?
And then what did they think they did? They fired him. They gave him suspension. They fired him. Of course. Radio's built by people who have no backbone. These guys didn't make the nurse kill herself. Are you people nuts?
Folks is being greeted with horror and anger.
Well, as stupid as everybody thought the call was, nobody could have possibly imagined such dire consequences, and the fallout has been really dramatic.
Inside Edition's Facebook page is inundated with reaction to the tragic twist. She wasn't to blame for this. The DJs are.
DJs. She wasn't to blame for this. The DJs are. Are you kidding?
So sad, went one post. So sad that somebody's stupid idea of a funny joke turned into something like this, said another. Psychologist Jeff Gardier says Jacintha couldn't face the worldwide ridicule over the hoax.
People just gave her a very hard time, humiliated in front of the entire world. Personally, professionally, perhaps in her mind, she felt that there was no reason to live.
The radio station says the DJs will not be returning to work until further notice.
I mean, those two DJs were getting high fives after that call.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we hear those guys talk.
And it was a funny call.
Yeah, but a nurse killing herself because she was pranked by a couple of DJs.
Because she transferred the call.
Big deal. That woman was walking on fragile ground to begin with.
All right, so what we just heard from Jonathan Brandmeier in Chicago is exactly how I feel. These people on that radio program are no more responsible for the death of that woman than I am or you are. And to have it twisted and turned around in this ridiculous fashion is asinine. 800-510-8255. Legal authority for the Talk Radio Countdown show is an attorney named Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who sent some information along about our commercial radio code practice here in the States. Industry standards also, it seems, for the Australian media, provides that radio stations must not broadcast the words of an identifiable person without the person being aware that the words might be broadcast. Here in our country, the FCC prohibits broadcasting phone calls without permission and knowledge of all of the parties. Commercial radio stations in Australia are regulated by a Communications and Media Authority, which enacted the industry standards that were just mentioned, has the authority, as does our FCC here, to remove a station's license for violations, although it's never done so. It could impose conditions on the license, etc. It doesn't appear that any criminal law was broken. Civil liability to the family of the nurse who committed suicide would be extremely difficult to prove, because to do so would have to be proven that the hosts should have reasonably foreseen that their actions could have resulted in the nurse's death. And, of course, that wouldn't have been the case. Also important to remember that we ought not jump to conclusions as to the suicide being caused by the phone call. That's been an assumption. The stupidity, this is my editorial comment, of the news media, especially some of the foreign news media, the British and Australian news media, that these people have blood on their hands, as Brandmeier said. What a ridiculous outrage. People are just nuts. Anybody who comes to that conclusion has got rocks in their head or needs to go see some specialist. Here are our hosts, Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor, talking to callers on their program about whether the people on the air in Australia there were responsible for the suicide or not.
Good morning, Jake.
To me, blaming them for what she did is like blaming rock music for what other people did.
Yeah, exactly. Judas Priest for those kids that killed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny. Same thing.
Johnny, good morning.
Hey, guys, listen. A medical creed
as far as doctors take, and even the loyalty people have for their queens and for their hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't understand that, but that's important to those people over there.
Yeah.
And
no doubt.
I take it that that the lady, in some respect, said, "Hey, look, I let down my queen."
Yes.
And that's where she was coming from.
Yeah.
She's suffering from some sort of psychological, you know, situation.
She let her queen down. She let her country down.
I understand. Yeah, it's hard for us to relate to that perspective. Can you imagine having that kind of respect for Obama? But. Look, I disagree. She did have mental issues. You don't kill yourself if you don't have mental issues.
Why would they pick on somebody who has mental issues?
They did not seek out someone with mental issues, and you know that.
Good morning, Casey.
I'm a registered nurse. I work in emergency rooms around Austin.
Yes, sir.
At least in the United States, we do have laws preventing giving medical information over the phone just for this reason. You never know who you're talking to.
Right.
And I'm sure on floors where they have high-profile patients, they're going to have to be especially aware of people trying to find out about them.
Right.
This nurse had to have some other issues. Maybe it's some cultural honor-bound or whatever to make up for it, but she's leaving behind a 13- or 14-year-old child as well.
Yeah.
There has to be more to it than this. I mean, you can get in trouble with your hospital for passing on information and stuff. Maybe you can lose your job. But
yeah, obviously there's more to it. I mean, she had some issues going on, obviously. I mean, that makes sense. But
yeah.
It's obvious this worldwide attention pushed her over the edge.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Pushed her over the edge. But again, you cannot hold these DJs responsible for that.
You can if you're crazy, but other than that, they couldn't foresee what was going to happen. To hold them accountable for it is complete nonsense. And the flap over this is just beyond. It shows you how naive we have become, not only in our country, but it appears in other English-speaking countries, maybe just everywhere. I don't get how people could so twist and turn this around. It really is an amazing reality. The 46-year-old nurse was found dead on Friday. I'm appalled, frankly, that people think that this was the fault of the people who were on the air. Lawrence, listening in Lynchburg on the countdown. Go ahead, sir. You're live.
Yeah, I was driving my daughter home after school and she mentioned senior prank day. And I was trying to guide her that, because I had been in schools, not to do something, a practical joke that's damaging, like putting super glue in the classroom locks or something. And I gave her the example of that phone call. I said, that was funny, and there was no harm and no foul. And that was trying to guide her to, if they're going to do a prank, to not, you know, be a damage or anything. And then the next day I hear that, and I go, oh, my gosh.
No harm, no foul. I like that. No harm, no foul. I think you got it, Lawrence. Thanks for telling us your story. 800-510-8255. Well, we'll spend the rest of the hour talking about the fiscal slope, which also is on a lot of people's minds and creates a great deal of angst among some of you or some of us. We'll get to the bottom of that, the latest on the Talk Radio Countdown show from that corner in a moment.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served
serve to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a focus on the fiscal slope. The president is on the road to tout his budget plan, going to Michigan to tour the Detroit Diesel Corporation. President expected to talk about the effects that the slope will have on the economy. That sale is not being made well. Here are our host Brian Modine and Yat Leiglis talking about how Congress could compromise on this.
Fiscal cliff talks are continuing between President Obama and John Boehner, and I know you're following it very closely. I saw your post earlier today called The Small Bargain and The Grander Bargain. I guess let's start to tell us a little bit about what you think the small bargain could be.
Well, sure. I think a smaller bargain on this would raise approximately the revenue that you get just from the expiration of the Bush tax cuts for the very wealthy. That's been sort of at the center of the debate in the media here. It's been the thing that Democrats are most comfortable talking about. It gets you about $800 billion, which is considerably less than the president is totally looking for. But I think, you know, that's what he can definitely get simply with the leverage he has. In exchange for that relatively small amount of tax revenue, you would probably see relatively little movement on the spending side. Some move to partially roll back these sequester cuts that are scheduled to happen automatically, and then kind of not much beyond that. None of these sort of more ambitious, more far-reaching things that the president put forward in his initial proposal in terms of new stimulus, in terms of bigger kinds of tax reform.
And then as far as the grander bargain goes, certainly that's something that the White House is still pushing for. One, how likely do you think any kind of a grander bargain might be, and what elements do you think might be in there if it happens?
Right. In a grander bargain, you'd be talking about over $1 trillion worth of tax revenue. You'd be talking about some changes to corporate taxation and to the treatment of investment income that are, you know, somewhat controversial even inside the Democratic caucus. You'd be talking about new stimulus. You'd be talking about a payroll tax holiday. You'd be talking about money to do school repair and other kinds of infrastructure programs. And in exchange, the White House would have to give something up. You know, what would that something be? I don't know. But it would be something that liberals don't like. And that's why talk about raising the eligibility age for Medicare keeps buzzing around in the media, is that the White House has some pretty big asks. they don't need to get all of their asks to make a deal, but they would like to get them all. And in order to get all that stuff, they would have to give up something big and something painful to collect.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we discuss the fiscal slope, President hits the road to try to get Michigan auto workers to support his plan to pull the country back from the cliff. Do you think we're actually on a cliff? I think that's nonsense. The whole notion is nonsense, frankly. Here's Talkos Scott Sloan with Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio about the likelihood that we'll be going into a bad place if nothing is done by the first of the year.
John Boehner is giving his, weekly or maybe bi-daily announcement about where we stand on the fiscal cliff. And right now we are still looking over the precipice and nothing seems to get done. Give me your take and then I'll give you my take. And then we'll have a take together on solving the fiscal dilemma.
Well, more and more, Scott, I'm coming to believe that the president is really okay with going over the fiscal cliff. You know, he acts like he wants to avoid it. But when you consider what actually happens, if that happens, taxes on everybody goes up. Now, he says he only wants to raise taxes on the top 2%, but I believe he wants to raise taxes on virtually anybody who pays them. And that's the direction that we'd be heading under a lot of the philosophies of this administration. So taxes would go up. Our military would be substantially cut. There are no cuts to entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Those were off this particular deal that was cut, so those don't get touched at all. The only thing that he wouldn't like is that discretionary spending also gets cut along with the military. But again, not entitlements. So a lot of those things, other than the discretionary cuts, he'd be okay with. And Republicans generally get blamed in these types of standoffs either way. And he realizes that. He's got a much bigger mic. He speaks with one voice. And he has most of the mainstream press on his side, let's face it. And so I think he's really okay with this happening. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen and that there isn't going to be some 11th hour deal of some sort. It's looking less and less like something is going to come together before the end of the year.
800-510-8255, Congressman Steve Chabot. I think from the Columbus area of Ohio, and a focus on the fiscal slope. All right, let's take a few of your calls on this as time allows here to see what you think about what the political side of this is. Interesting because Democrats and Republicans both say they have to have an agreement before the end of the year. The automatic spending cuts and tax increases, not so bad. They can be retroactively fixed. All this stuff about we got to fix it now is a lot of hooey. Here is Steve in Virginia with some thoughts on what people don't understand.
I used to make $3.5 million a year as a gross, and it usually only cost me $3.6 million to do it. So this lie that keeps going out about the rich not paying their fair share, I paid over $1 million a year for 20 years. And ultimately what happened was I got put out of business by the IRS. So I really don't think people understand what rich is. And, oh, by the way, I kept 35 families supplied with money and health care and everything. And as gratitude for this, the government put me out of business. So this silly, the fiscal cliff is something we need to go over. And in that way, we'll, you know, we can enhance our military to special forces and projects that actually get us better weaponry and move the people who are vacationing in all these foreign countries and limit the military to doing what it absolutely has to do.
800-510-8255. I think I'm with you on that one, pal. The countdown with Mike now in Massachusetts on the military.
I would like to see some of the defense budget revealed. And I'm ex-military. The only reason I say that is we spent $2 trillion on these wars over the last 10 years. And, I mean, that's a whole lot of money. And they're already saying that they're going to review how they approach these wars in the future because we did spend so much money. So that ate a lot of our treasure right there. As far as the entitlements go, I think that what they ought to do is agree on the taxes for the people making under $250,000 a year first, go over the cliff, and then come back and fix the rest of it. That would probably be the best way to go, and that way the Republicans can save some face and say they refuse to spend on the taxes, but they're going to have to come back and do it later for sure.
Lots of positioning going on over a deal to avert the spending cuts and the tax increases, and now some people are saying they're willing to trade increased means testing of Medicare in return for the Republicans accepting tax increases. Is that okay with you? This thing is all very complicated. But that's because too many people in the government are spending too much of your money. That's the bottom line, isn't it? Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.